KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In baseball news, rookie Shelby Miller allowed one hit in seven innings. A single by Norichika Aoki opened the game, and the St. Louis Cardinals had just enough to spoil Kyle Loesch's first start as a visitor since 2007 in a 2-0 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers last night. David Freese had an RBI single at the end of a three-hit flurry to open the second, and Yadier Molina hit his second homer in the seventh for the Cardinals, who have allowed one run during a three-game winning streak. Loesch, a 16-game winner, whom the Cardinals did not attempt to re-sign, allowed two runs in seven innings while throwing 82 pitches. Miller had a career-best eight strikeouts in his third career start. Elsewhere in the MLB, Ramiro Pena hit a two-run homer off of Craig Stammen with two outs in the 10th inning to lead Atlanta to a 6-4 win over Washington. The Braves scored two in the ninth and to send the game into extra innings. Atlanta handed the Nationals their first home loss of the season and extended their own winning streak to seven games. The Braves are 9-1 thus far. Bryce Harper hit a two-run homer for Washington for his fifth of the season. Elsewhere, Josh Donaldson never had a game-ending hit in one of Oakland's Major League High 14 walk-off wins last year. His opposite home field run with one out in the 12th inning last night extended the Athletics' winning streak to nine games with a 4-3 victory over the Detroit Tigers in a rematch of their playoff series last fall. John Buck hit a grand slam for his fourth homer in as many games to lead the Mets to a 16-5 rout of Minnesota. Buck became only the fourth major league player in at least 92 years to reach 19 RBIs in the first 10 games of the season, according to stats research dating to 1921. Baltimore's Adam Jones dropped Vernon Wells' fly ball while blowing a bubble for a game-changing three-run error, and the Yankees beat the Orioles 5-2 for their fourth straight win. The Yanks turned a triple play into the eighth inning to help protect the lead. Also, Arizona beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-0 behind the pitching of Patrick Corbin, who allowed three hits in six innings. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw struck out nine but was charged with three runs after tossing shutout ball in his first two starts of the season. Chase Utley hit a go-ahead triple in the 10th inning off of John Rauch, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat Miami 3-1 and dropped the Marlins to 1-9 on the season. Miami is off to the poorest start by a big league team since Baltimore and Houston lost nine of their first 10 games in 2010. Andrew McCutchen hit a tie-breaking homer in the 7th inning and drove in three runs to lead Pittsburgh past Cincinnati 6-5. The Pirates entered the game with a major league worst 153 batting average and went on to pound out 12 hits. The Blue Jays' Jose Reyes drove in a pair of runs before getting carted off in the 6th inning with a sprained left ankle, and Toronto beat the Kansas City Royals 8-4. Toronto's Jay Happ worked 5 innings for his second win of the season. He's the only Blue Jays starter with a victory this season. Hisashi Iwakuma Yu Darvish and Kyle Seager stoked a two-run double as Seattle down Texas 3-1 to end a three-game skid. Dexter Fowler and Josh Rutledge hit back-to-back homers in the ninth inning to complete Colorado's comeback in a 7-5 triumph at San Diego. Justin Maxwell hit a solo homer and an RBI double in Houston's 5-0 win over the Los Angeles Angels. Bud Norris limited the Angels to three hits and seven scoreless innings. Elsewhere in the MLB, Starlin Castro's ninth-inning double gave the Chicago Cubs a 4-3 win over San Francisco. Nick Swisher's two-out single in the ninth inning gave Cleveland a 1-0 win over the White Sox. And the game between Tampa Bay and the Bo Sox had been postponed by rain. The game was rescheduled as part of a day-night doubleheader. It'll take place on June the 18th. In baseball news, Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Zach Greinke will need surgery to repair his broken left collarbone, and the team says he's expected to return in 8 weeks. Greinke was hurt Thursday night when San Diego's Carlos Quentin charged the mound after he was hit on the arm by a pitch. Today's surgery will involve placing a rod in the clavicle to stabilize and align the fracture. The 2009 AL Cy Young Award winner signed $147 million six-year contract with the Dodgers during the offseason. Major League Baseball suspended Quentin for 8 games for his role in the incident, pending appeal. Dodgers infielder Jerry Hairston Jr. was suspended 1 game and fined an undisclosed amount. The Chicago White Sox have placed second baseman Gordon Beckham on a 15-day disabled list with a broken bone in his left wrist. Beckham will have surgery next week and is expected to miss about 6 weeks. He was injured during his second inning at-bat on Tuesday against Washington, and an MRI revealed the fracture. Beckham is batting .316 in 7 games. Indians starter Carlos Carrasco has been suspended 8 games by the Major League Baseball for hitting the Yankees' Kevin Youkilis with a pitch. Carrasco had just finished serving a 5-game suspension for a 2011 incident when he drilled Youkilis in the fourth inning of the Yankees' 14-1 win on Tuesday, one pitch after giving up a 2-run homer to Robinson Cano. Carrasco was apologetic following the game and said he didn't throw intentionally at Youkilis but slipped before hitting him in the left shoulder. Cleveland optioned Carrasco to AAA Columbus on Wednesday. And New York Yankees pushed back Andy Pettitte's next scheduled start a few days because the left-hander is experiencing back spasms. The Yanks said Phil Hughes will start today against the Baltimore Orioles, and Hiroki Kuroda will move back a day to get the ball in Pettitte's place on Sunday. Yankees manager Joe Girardi said Pettitte should be ready by Tuesday or Wednesday. And in football news, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed former Kansas State linebacker Zach Dials. Dials had spent 6 seasons in the NFL after he was drafted in the 7th round by the Houston Texans. He's appeared in 67 games and 31 starts for the Texans, Colts, Buccaneers, and Titans, making 223 tackles with a sack and interception. Dials appeared in all 24 games and 2 seasons for the Wildcats. He began his college career at Fresno City College, where he started 22 games over 2 seasons. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.